This is Kemp Haar, and I'm speaking with Jessica Chevalier. We're taping this for a podcast for Coverings Connected, and we're going to discuss Jessica's ceramic tile report, which was in our March issue of Floor Focus magazine. And during this coronavirus shutdown, the magazine is available online to anybody. You can go to the March issue and see Jessica's 8-page story that's an annual update on the ceramic market. So, Jessica, you doing okay today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. You're a senior editor with us. A little brief background on you. You have a master's degree from Penn State. You were a teacher professor at UTC for 5 years in writing, and you've been an editor with Floor Focus for 10 years. And during that time period, you've had 2 children, a boy and a girl. So it's been interesting to be both a professional and a teacher at home, right?
It has. It's been a challenge, but we're having fun.
Okay. All right, let's talk about this report. First question, how did the tile market do in 19 versus 18?
Tile market had a down year in 2019. Early estimates are putting that at around 4%. Mm-hmm. This is the first time the tile market has been down since 2009, when it had a significant drop.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm looking at some numbers here that come from Donato Grosser, and it's a combination of the TCA and Department of Commerce, and it shows that, yes, indeed, down 4% in 19. Been growing, though. Last year, just slight growth, about a half a point, but was clipping along between 6 and 7% there for many years. Had a great year in 13, 16% growth, but in 2009 had a 20% decline. That's from a dollar perspective. So as you analyze the market, what did you learn, and what are some of the key factors that are affecting the market in your report?
Certainly, we covered the changes that were brought about by the tariffs that were put in place. Those had an effect on the market in 2019 and will continue to in 2020.
The story there, those Chinese tariffs, they're actually duties, countervailing duties. I mean, there were tariffs, double-digit tariffs, but the countervailing duties basically shut the market off, hadn't it?
Right. And I think that was about 700 million square feet of product that was coming from China that is now no longer coming from China. It effectively shut it off completely. Yep.
Yeah. So 700 million square feet, also around, I think, $460 million. So the Chinese ceramic were on the lower end, and that business now is shifting to other places. Who's picking that up?
Turkey, Brazil, India, Spain has been reaching lower price points than it had in previous years, so it's gotten some of that business. And also some of the U.S. manufacturers that I spoke with recognized that they were in conversation to get some of that business as well, although their price points aren't typically as low as the product that had been coming in.
Matter of fact, there was a statistic we learned last year that the U.S. domestic factories were running about 80% of capacity. If they ran all the way up to 100%, that would only give an additional 200 million
right.
square feet. So that does open the door. And as you said, a lot of that's going to Turkey, Brazil, India, and Spain. So what else other than the tariffs is affecting the business?
The waterproof LVT products are impacting all competing categories in the flooring industry. And ceramic believes itself to be the only truly waterproof installation. So they are looking at how they can get that message out there more clearly.
As we looked at the total market last year, really the LVT business, the resilient business, was the only one that showed growth. It was taking share from tile and all other categories. And there is some issues that the TCNA has gotten on top of around these claims. Certainly LVT is waterproof. The question is whether the installed floor is waterproof. And, you know, that's been an attribute of the tile market for a long time. The other things, too, though, about tile that LVT doesn't really hold a candle to is the durability and fireproof features of the product, right?
Right. Tile installations can withstand decades, certainly, and LVT is untested, you know, for that length of time.
Yeah.
And I guess also recently, Dow Tile introduced its click-together tile product, RevoTile, that had been working on for a while, and also some other companies have introduced click systems. Those are coming into the market to alleviate one of the problems that consumers and contractors have with how long it takes to install tile.
Yeah, that's right. So with the limited number of craftsmen, trained installers, this could be a solution. Certainly DelTile has introduced, it was a big splash at Surfaces this year, their RevoTile, so it's brand new. And Leco has come out with a CiraClick product, so there's two different products out there that are being introduced. Some people in the builder market are wondering if the price equation is going to work for them.
Right, and they sort of also emphasize that the prep work for the floor still has to be in place. So just because it's easier to put together doesn't mean that there isn't work at the outset that has to be done and has to be done correctly for the systems to work properly.
All right, Jessica, you wrote this story in our March issue. It's available online at floordaily.net. If you click on the magazine cover, just go to the March issue. Appreciate you helping me summarize this to the audience with Coverings Connected.
Okay.